The bill that will go to the House and Senate for a final vote sends around half of the Reggie Fund money to energy efficiency programs. The rest would be rebated to electricity ratepayers. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says he thinks the House would not have agreed to the changes if it didn't have the votes to pass it.
You know, in the spirit of compromise, I think we're going to get it done, and I think we'll have the votes in the Senate.
Getting enough votes in the House for anything less than a full repeal of Reggie has been impossible in the past. And last year, the Senate was unable to gather the votes to overturn a governor's veto of a full repeal. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.